You're listening to Idaho Matters. It's a love story. It's a horror story. It's a gardening story. Yeah, it's the Little Shop of Horrors, and it opens at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival on Friday. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, wanted to give us a sneak peek of the musical, so he sat down with two of the co-stars. Let's take a listen.
Girl meets boy. Boy meets plant. Plant eats, well, just about anything with a pulse. There's a no-goodnik dentist and a solar eclipse and a Greek chorus unlike any other. Yes, it's Little Shop of Horrors, the very definition of musical comedy. And it is the latest production under the stars at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. Sarah Masterson is here. She is Audrey. Andrew Feria is Seymour, and they are the stars of Little Shop. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Andrew, this is your debut with Idaho Shakespeare.
Yes, sir.
Welcome. I hope you've heard about Idaho Shakespeare audiences.
I did. I don't know if I've heard too much, but I have seen it. I went to see R&J, Romeo and Juliet on Sunday, and that was a real fun experience. The audience was quite into it. It was a great time. I was eating it up.
Eating it up?
Mm-hmm.
A pun intended?
No, but I'll take it. I'll take
okay.
it.
Sarah Masterson is back. This is her second season. Do I have that right? Second season? Okay, Sarah, talk to me about Audrey. Audrey.
Yeah. Well, first of all, she's such a joy to play. It's sort of a rare experience with the era that this show was written in to have a woman who is as dynamic as she is. Just it's a role written with so much range. There are moments of real depth and honesty and sort of stillness, and then she lives in the same campy space that the rest of the folks do in the show. And so there's this huge comic range, there's a big emotional range, and she's just sort of this really sweet tether throughout the play. There are these really lovely anchor points where she's very caring and caretaking of everyone else around her. And it's this really nice little piece to plot just throughout, up until her last moments on stage, sort of constantly thinking of other people and looking to care for them as much as possible. So it's a real pleasure to play, and you know, get to be goofy too. So it's a win.
Yeah. Where do you find that voice, by the way?
The Audrey voice?
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of New York-based 90s sitcoms.
Okay, yeah, sure. Andrew, as you know, Little Shop was one of the first successful shows penned by Howard Ashman and Alan Menken, right? I mean, musical comedy royalty.
Sir.
Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Little Mermaid, these songs, right?
It's a bop. The show's a bop.
And Sarah, I mean, these songs, right? Somewhere That's Green.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's something that I have grown up with, right? And also, I'm of the Alan Menken Disney era. I mean, those were the films that I was raised on.
Yeah.
So every night singing Somewhere That's Green feels very much like I have this, it's part of your world. It's like they're very, very similar, like companion songs.
Right.
So it's like every night on stage, I'm in the scene, but then there's a little part of my brain that thinks like, oh, but I'm Ariel. It's wonderful. It's very fun.
Andrew, let's talk about comedy. Can I assume that you've got to take it, quite frankly, very seriously?
That's the only way you can take it, because then it's just you're trying to be funny. And if you're just truthful in what you're doing in your story, then everything's really natural. And, you know, you can bang the drums to make the ba-dum-ts, but that doesn't make it funny. You know, you gotta have some truth in what you're saying and feeling. And then that's where it comes from.
Andrew, how do you find chemistry with a co-star?
You know, Sarah, I think our chemistry is great, man. It's going great for us. I'm loving it. I don't know. I just feel like I am Seymour. And here is Audrey. And why? Like, why does Seymour love Audrey? And you go through your list. I got like I have a whole notebook of boom, 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 listing all my stuff of why I have these feelings and why these emotions and what drives me for most of the show. And the truth is, honestly, Audrey does drive Seymour for 99% of the show, in my opinion. You kind of just use that and you find things throughout the show. Like, and it's you just, yeah, take a little bit of your own life. It's a little bit of how you feel in your own personal relationships and mix it in with Seymour. And it's like making one giant juice. And you just gotta drink the Kool-Aid and then.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it certainly helps when, you know, you have a good working relationship with the human that you're working opposite. And Andy's such a love to be around.
Oh, you stop.
So that, you know, it's fun. It helps when it's really fun to play with the other person. For me, it's also a matter of like, I try not to, I've found for myself that if I prep too much before I do a scene, I get too in my head and it's not organic. So I try to just, you know, as I'm working through these scenes, try to find little moments that remind me of, oh, what is it to, you know, to fall in love with somebody? Or what is it when you have a crush on someone and you work with them? And what is your body do in relation to them in space when you're, you know, when you're standing next to them somewhere or whatever it is? And so I try to layer in those little touches or even just think about them before I head on stage. But mostly it's just responding to, you know, whatever your playmate is doing in space on the day, which in this show is just, it's a lot of playing.
It's a lot of playing.
Say, guys, what have you been told about dealing with the heat?
Well, I have a summer under my belt already with this space and this heat, though our summer was not quite this hot. But we are blessed with a costume designer who has kept the heat in mind while building the costume. So the fabrics are quite breathable, which I'm quite grateful for, though we have been told to request ice packs if we need them. And there's just, you know, I feel like every single person I pass in the hallway for the last week has said, make sure you're hydrating now, hydrate now.
I'm from the East Coast. I'm from Rhode Island. So, I mean, it's warm, but it's not like hundreds out. And, you know, every time we finish a run, I feel like I have sweated out my breakfast. I mean, I'm drinking a lot of water every time I don't get that much offstage time. So it's going to be a lot of like quick water handoffs. I've been considering taping ice packs to my body. Everyone's like, drink water, fruits and veggies, hydrate, ice packs. And I'm a little bit terrified, to be honest, but it's going to happen. We're going to do it.
It's a thing, guys. It's definitely a thing. Now, that said, we're out in the audience drinking up a storm.
As you should.
You know, there's tech rehearsal, but then I'm thinking, gosh, tech rehearsal for this show must be really something.
Yeah, what's been great about this process is because so much of the technical elements are revolve around these plants.
Yeah.
And what's great is because they're mobile, we've been able to have them in the space pretty much from middle of the first week. So we've been getting a lot of practice with those big technical elements already.
Have you guys thought about, we'll get serious for a moment, what the themes are here in this story? I mean, obviously there's the theme of what is a relationship, but then there's this Faustian myth that runs right through it and about dreams coming true at what cost.
Yeah. I mean, Vicky and I have that talk our director of Victoria Buster, Vicky Buster, we have that talk almost every time we run parts of the show. Obviously you've seen it before, but you'll see it when you see the show. It's Meek shall inherit a big number towards the end of the show is just emotionally draining because it's exactly that. It's that Faustian, like, at what cost? And we find out the cost soon after, and it's a lot. It is a lot. I'll tell you that. It ain't no cup of tea, but it is at the same time. It's a fun show. You know what I mean? It's like,
it's absolutely fun.
I think it's genius that they like, it's so campy and so, but also like the weight of the world kind of on your shoulders at the same time. The stakes never been higher, but that's the whole point.
Yeah. It's this really kind of lovely way to tackle the question of, you know, why we make choices and how those choices impact us and those around us. And they pose those questions in a very, very real way, but it's pitched so farcically that we're able to sort of take a step back and enjoy it. But there are real moments of poignancy throughout the show. So I think it's just, in one aspect, it's this little delightful bonbon of a show, but it does really have something honest to say, which I think is, you know, kind of goes back to the conversation about comedy, and the fact that it does live in that real place is what allows it to be as funny as it is.
It is a modern classic, and your particular roles, both of your roles, are on a short list, I'm going to guess. If you are in the business that you're in, this is pretty close to the top of that list.
It's a real, real joy to get to inhabit these characters. They do live in a sort of a separate class of just recognition of time-tested characters in our field. So yeah, it's a real joy. And to get to do them with the director who's so receptive to collaboration and ideas and really wants it to be as fresh as possible and still honor, you know, time-honored traditions and honor the text is just, it's such a joy.
I'm just nodding. I'm just agreeing with you here. I'm just like, I mean, this is a dream role. I've been thinking about this for a while. I've been wanting to do this for a while. I hope to keep doing it. You know, I want to do it again. I hope to just keep working, I guess. But
Have you thought about the young men and women who are going to see you? Because there's going to be plenty of them. This is one of those shows, right? Where a kid sees this and says, I want to do that. I want to go there.
Oh, completely. You know, this show was one of the first handful of musicals that I saw when I was a kid. It was with the summer stock company that I worked with back home. And I was maybe 7 and saw it and just thought it was incredible. I remember so many details from that production of just thinking it was like this wild thing. It is larger than life and sort of fanciful in a delightfully dark way. It's very fun.
That was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, speaking with Andrew Faria and Sarah Masterson. They are the co-stars of Little Shop of Horrors, which opens Friday at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival in Boise.